You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Stephanie is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's not getting a call back from a dude named Ethan. So we're going to talk to Stephanie, and then we'll call a dude named Ethan and see why he's not calling Stephanie back. Yeah. Stephanie, before we talk to you about your date, how long has it been since you heard from Ethan?
A little over a week, maybe like week and a half. Week and a half, 10 days around there, yeah.
All right, and how many times have you reached out to him in that week and a half?
I called him once, and then I texted him twice.
Okay.
Okay, so three times, and he hasn't responded at all?
No, not at all.
Ooh.
Okay.
Girl, what did you do?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, I know a lot of people don't answer their calls, like, you know.
Yeah, but they do text.
Right, exactly. I was like, I'll just send like a light and breezy text. And, yeah.
Nothing. All right. Well, tell us about your date. See if we can figure out what went wrong before we call him and try to and ask him about it.
Yeah, I mean, we met online, you know, and then we met at a night, like a Mexican restaurant, and had you know, a couple margaritas, and I thought it was going really well. You know, we had a good conversation, and we mm-hmm. both follow the same, you know, sports, and he thought that was really cool that I like baseball too, and then I don't know, it just didn't end exactly the way I thought it was going to end, and then I haven't heard from him. So,
Well, how did it end?
Well, I mean, I thought he was really attractive and was, you know, hoping that get a little bit more than a handshake and a peck on the cheek.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was looking for a little making out or something at least. I mean, he's really cute. He's very very kissable. Let me just say that.
Did it end with a handshake, like you said? Did he actually give you just a handshake and say goodbye?
Yeah, it was kind of this weird, awkward, like, he didn't know what to do.
Hmm.
And so there was this weird, like, I went in for a kiss, and I got kind of like a kiss on the cheek with a weird handshake. It was weird. And I was like, okay, well, maybe he's just, and then I was like, oh, maybe he's just like a nice guy. Like, you know,
right.
he just doesn't.
Maybe he was nervous.
That's what I was thinking. So, you know, like I said, I thought we had a really good conversation and good chemistry, and we laughed, and, you know. But we're both dog people, so, you know, we like to take our dogs to the dog park, and, you know, so that's something, too, that we, you know, no kids, but our dogs are our kids, you mm-hmm. know, that goes, right. that's, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he seems like he really likes to, you know, he hang out with his dog, and, you know, likes to take his dog out on the weekends and stuff like that.
So, I mean, it sounds fine, but can you think of any reason that he's not calling you back?
I can't. Things were going great. I thought we were getting along, and, you know, I figured... I'm in sales, you know, you kind of want to close the deal and get another deal. So I figured I would invite him to a party that a friend of mine was having coming up. Not any big deal, just like a backyard barbecue, you know, kind of beginning mm-hmm. of the spring party. And then, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm pretty tall. Like, in fact, when we were standing eye to eye, I'm almost, I think, like an inch taller than him. So maybe he has like girls that are taller than him or something. I don't know.
That's a possibility. You know, maybe it was because you're tall. Well, we'll try and figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your first date follow-up next, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll do it right after this. It's the Jubal Show. Just joining us for today's First Date follow-up, Stephanie is on the phone, and she's not getting a call back from a dude named Ethan. And we're going to call him in a second and see if we can figure it out. Stephanie says they went out to dinner. They had fun. She thought everything was going great. Mm-hmm. She even invited him to a party. And she was hoping to take things a little further in the evening, then ending with a weird, awkward handshake. And that's kind of how it ended, because the kiss didn't... She said it felt like she went in for a kiss and then he wasn't sure what to do. So it was a weird, awkward kiss on the cheek and a handshake to end the night, which was not what she was expecting. And now she's not getting a call back. It's been a week and a half. She's reached out to him 3 times and nothing. She thinks the only reason that she can think of that he's not calling her back is that she's taller than him, which can be a deal breaker for some dudes. Mm-hmm. Some dudes have a problem with that, Stephanie.
Yeah, I know. I figured, you know, maybe we were beyond that. I don't know.
Well, get him on the phone right now and see if we can figure it out. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Ethan, please?
This is he.
This is the Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
Mine's Alex.
And it's a radio show.
Oh, okay. I know you guys. Yeah.
Okay, have you...
This
so
is
you've,
cool.
You've heard the show before. Have you heard a First Date follow-up before?
I kind of think I know where this is going, okay.
Okay.
Where do you think it's going?
Is this related to a date that I had a little while back?
Wow, you do pay attention,
you
Ethan.
Do.
Yes, you went out on a date recently, and now you're not calling them back, and they want to know.
Well, were you trying to get us to call you?
No, I was not trying to get you to call me.
All right, well, we're on the phone now, so we want to know why you're not calling Stephanie back.
Stephanie was great.
Except you're not calling her back. We talked to her, you know, and she said that she thought you guys had a wonderful time, and she's really confused. She doesn't know why you're not calling her back. She's tried to get a hold of you 3 times and nothing. And she thinks the reason that you don't want to go out with her again is because she's quite a bit taller than you. Is that the case?
Is that really what she told you guys? That's what she thinks? That's why I'm not calling her back?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nope. That is not why.
Okay. Well, why?
Should we know? The way you're talking to us sounds like we should know.
Yeah, well, no, we had a good time, but I mean, she is married.
Wait, what?
What?
She has an active husband. She said, hey, my husband is throwing a little barbecue for some of his friends from work. And I said, I'm sorry, your husband? She said, yeah, my husband. Do you want to come?
What?
Wait, hold on, what? Yeah.
Okay, and did you talk to her more about the husband thing? She started telling us about why she thinks you're not calling her back. She said that something about a party. She did not. Unless I missed it, she did not mention husband.
Mm-mm.
No, she definitely said husband. I asked her to reiterate, and I said, oh, okay, so you have a husband? She's like, yeah, do you want to come to the party? Like, it wasn't a big deal.
Well, maybe they have an open relationship.
They should probably close that relationship.
Yeah, and I guess if they're separated, it'd be weird that she's inviting you to a barbecue with their husband.
Right, it didn't seem like she didn't mention any issues that they're having. She just said, yeah, do you want to come to the barbecue? My husband's friends are going to be there. Should be fun.
Okay.
And I didn't know how to handle that.
So she was inviting you.
Well, it was the first date, so I didn't know if she was like just pulling a fast one on me. So I just kept asking like, oh, so you are married? She said, yeah, I'm married. Like it wasn't a casual deal. So I was like, should I ask more follow-up questions? I mean, we're at the end of the date here at this point.
Why don't we just figure it out? Let's just ask her, because
I want to know
why she didn't tell us she was married and why she told you that she was married.
Yeah.
And if she is married and why she would be dating when she's married. There's a lot of questions that I have, and I'm sure you have them too, Ethan. That's why I want to let you know that she's actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, man. Okay.
That's right.
So you're married.
Yeah, I'm married. I thought I was pretty upfront. Like, even before we met, that I was married. I mean, maybe you misunderstood or something. I mean, you know, you were on the app. It was, the information was there.
No, wait, what app are you talking about? I was on Tinder.
Right, that's an app.
Yeah, no, Tinder is a dating app.
I know, I'm aware. That's why I was there.
Okay, well, you know, normally dating apps are for people who are not married, who are single, who want to date.
I don't think there's any rule that it's just for single people. I mean, I'm pretty sure that Tinder is an app for people who want to hook up.
So
you're married though.
Are you guys open?
Yeah. Like I don't understand why you would be on there if you're married on an app where you're supposed to find someone if you already have someone?
Okay, it's obvious to me you did not read all my profile and apparently did not pay attention to kind of our pre-date text. So maybe you're not very detail-oriented, but...
No, I saw that you were Sagittarius. I saw that.
But you missed the... Okay, well, I guess... I thought you were all in for this and kind of understood what the assignment was.
What? No, what assignment? What is the assignment?
So, I guess maybe I need to make it more clear, but just the fact that my husband was totally aware of it, and we were just looking about bringing in like a third person, so we, you know, kind of out there testing the waters, seeing who's out there.
What? Third person, like with the both of you?
Yeah, I mean, I like you, and that's why I wanted to invite you to the barbecue and wanted you to meet him. I showed him your picture, and he agreed. He thought you were pretty cute and kissable, too.
Oh. Well, look at that. Okay. You were ghosted two people. You didn't even know it.
I don't think I have any regrets as far as ghosting goes at this point.
What? Are you sure? Hey, here, let me ask you, just so we can get an official answer. Ethan, would you like to go out with Stephanie and her husband? What's your husband's name, Stephanie?
Oh, his name is Scott.
Stephanie and Scott on another date? We'll pay for it.
It's going to be a hard pass on my end, but I wish you the best of luck on your future Tinder assignment.
You're a nice guy, Ethan. It's too bad. We could have had fun.
Oh, man.
And it doesn't mean it stops us from talking about you from time to time, because like I said, we both thought you were cute.
Oh, no.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.